USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson is in the home stretch of her Senate confirmation hearing. Senators wrapping up 2 days of questions for the federal appellate court judge. President Biden nominating the 51-year-old Jackson to replace retiring Justice Stephen Breyer. As many as 40,000 Russian troops have been killed, injured, or captured or gone missing in the first month of the war in Ukraine. That's according to a NATO estimate, which says of that number, between 7 and 15,000 troops are dead. Russian officials have refused to disclose those numbers. At least three people are hurt after a shooting at an outdoor mall in Arizona. It happened just before 3 p.m. local time at the Tanger Outlets in the Phoenix suburb of Glendale. Police saying there is not an active shooter situation and it was an isolated incident. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson again vigorously defending her sentencing record in cases involving sex crimes.
One of the most effective deterrents is one that I imposed in every case and that judges across the country impose in every case, which is substantial supervision.
Judge Brown Jackson wrapping up day two of her Senate confirmation hearings, the federal judge insisting she has imposed tough sentences within the parameters of federal laws that have been approved by Congress. The Department of Education will hold owners of some private colleges accountable for taxpayer losses. The Undersecretary of Education saying in a statement that if a company owns or profits from college, it should be on the hook if the institution fails students. Organizations could be responsible for financial losses if they have a 50% interest or more in a private college under the policy. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
A new poll is shedding some light on Joe Biden's approval ratings. From the USA Radio News Washington, D.C. Bureau, John Hunt has the details.
President Joe Biden's approval rating amongst both Democrats and Republicans has dropped to a new low as only 40% are approving, according to a new Reuters Ipsos poll. The poll found respondents listed the economy as their number one concern, followed by war and foreign conflicts. And in a separate poll conducted by the Wall Street Journal, more than half of those surveyed believe President Biden will not seek re-election in 2024.
Miami Beach is implementing a new curfew and rules for alcohol sales during spring break. The latest curfew announced goes into effect Thursday night at 11:59 p.m. and ends at 6 a.m. on Monday. Alcohol sales will be banned in the curfew area after 6 p.m. on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday of this week. The rule does not affect alcohol sales at bars or restaurants. California's governor is signing a bunch of new bills into law.
Democrat California Governor Gavin Newsom signed a new law on Tuesday making abortions cheaper for people on private insurance plans. The first of more than a dozen bills the state Democrat leaders plan to approve this year for a potential U.S. Supreme Court ruling that could overturn Roe v. Wade. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.